Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you?
Did you say your name was Phil?
Phil, Phil.
Hi, Phil. My name is Matthew Ferrari. I got an email about you guys coming to Kingston with some fiber.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to talk about it a little bit.
Sure, I'd be happy to answer your questions. What can I answer for you?
One, I wanted to check availability in my area. I met with some of your guys at like a coffee shop not like a few months ago, and they said they were coming, but they weren't here yet. But then I started getting emails saying you guys were here. So one, I just want to confirm first.
Okay, let's do that first. What's your house number?
It is 160 Rockwell Lane in Kingston, New York.
All right, give me one moment while I look that address up real quick. There's Rockwell Lane. There we are. Looks like we are coming into your area. Looks like we just recently started getting all of our services ready to go and installed. It looks like we just started in that area. And service will be available at your address by October 25th.
Awesome. So a couple other questions that I had.
Okay.
So you're offering 2 gig service. And I saw, I already saw the pricing and stuff. You do like the digital billing and all that, or paperless billing and ACH and stuff like that. It's like
mm-hmm.
$90 or something
yep.
like that.
That is correct.
So that's for a 2-year no price adjustment. Is there an estimate on price adjustments after that?
Not at this time. We've only been in service in the Kingston and, well, in service in general, since March 1st of this year. So we've only been active now for about six months.
Okay. Yeah, 6 months.
So we don't quite know what the market share is going to be looking at in terms of price adjustments going forward. For now, that price is actually the set price that we have for day-to-day operations.
Okay, cool. And the equipment that you have, so what does that look like for like connectivity, right? Like, does it still run through like a coax cable, or is it something new that needs to be wired in, or what's that look like?
So our devices, we use an Adtran ONT. This is a device that connects directly to our fiber network. We actually run fiber directly to your house. So instead of having a copper coaxial cable that comes in like Spectrum, Optimum and Verizon that they use, we actually do have a fiber optic cable that comes directly into your home and connects to that ONT device. That device then transfers that signal into a digitalized signal that can be ran via Ethernet.
Okay. Now I saw on there, it's like, oh, you know, we'll give you a modem and a router and stuff. Is it required to use a specific router or anything, or as long as you have a high speed router enough?
So as long as you have a device that is capable of handling a fiber optic connection, it should be fine. Though I will say that if you are using other devices, we cannot do any kind of troubleshooting, such as if your signal goes down, we can't troubleshoot you to reboot your device or can't help with anything that happens on your network. It would be solely up to you. We can assist in what's known as a circuit reboot, where essentially we just tell the wire itself to shut off, potentially turning off your equipment and turning it back on. But otherwise, we can't do anything in terms of any kind of like IT work or troubleshooting.
Yeah. So like I use like a Nighthawk setup through Netgear.
Okay.
But I have like in my area, like we're in a really rural part of the area. My device currently, I have like cable that runs to a telephone line, and then it actually goes subterranean into my home through my basement.
Okay.
And then have another subterranean line that runs to my garage. And basically I have my Nighthawk router set up for my house. So subterranean in connects through like a coax cable to a modem to my house router. And then I use an Ethernet cable that's like a direct burial. I think it's Cat 6 that's direct burial.
Yep.
And that goes direct burial to my garage. And then I have a cloned router, the same thing, a Netgear Nighthawk clone that acts as like a extender for my garage that's detached.
So long as you have that fiber connected ONT device, you could actually utilize ours. That way if we needed to, we could always reboot the system. And then that can go into the rest of your setup that you have, because you can connect directly into the Nighthawk via a high-speed Ethernet cable directly from our device. That way it's you're not worrying about compromising any of your other signal strengths of your other devices. It's just the input of your signal would go from whatever you're using right now, because you're in Kingston. I'm going to assume it's probably Spectrum, because that's what everybody has in that area. And it would instead be coming through a fiber line directly into our AdTrend ONT device, which would then reroute into the rest of your network.
Okay. So essentially what you're saying is fiber line in to your fiber device.
Yep.
And then from that device into my Nighthawk.
Correct. And that Nighthawk would then power the rest of your system.
Yeah. So basically it's just replacing the DSL modem that I have through Spectrum with the device that you're talking about.
That is correct.
Okay. The last question I have, like I said, is I have the line in, like I don't have any lines attached to my house. Power lines, all that stuff. I did direct burial. It's underground. I do have a pole line. What's the diameter of the fiber line that would have to come into the house? Because what it would have to do is like I own my own, like I said, we're very rural. The pole that all my services are on, like I own that pole. So it gets ran to my pole, goes down. I have a stanchion where like my power box is mounted. And then I have underground piping that runs from there that runs into my basement. And that's what we use is like that utility line to pull in the electric, to pull in the cable line, the coax
Everything,
cable,
pretty
stuff like
much
that.
everything. So we actually do burial cables. So long as that conduit is not too densely packed, we can actually utilize that exact same conduit to actually run our fiber line. Typically, our fiber line is in case it's in its own in insulated casing, which is a nice, I think it's like an R10 fiber optic cable, which is it means it's meant for longer distances. It's good for a 10-kilometer run, and so those are encased in about a 1-inch diameter self-contained like tubing for like conduit that it itself is housed in. And then we just run that along. If we can't run it along that conduit, we will actually help to bury that cable itself. And you typically with that burial, we do that within 10 days of placement. And we bury those anywhere from 6 inches to 12 inches deep below the surface, cover it up, and we take care of any issues that might happen to the lawn. Like say we have to go through your yard right next to where all of that's at. We'll actually help to keep that area looking nice, and we'll reseed it as well, so you don't have to worry about any of the replacement of grass or whatever that's going on with that.
What's the tolerance on that cable for bends?
That I am unaware of. I can look it up real quick. Give me one moment.
The reason I asked is like where it's at, like I have a 2-inch that pole line that I run all my utilities through, it's 2 inches wide. Right now the only thing that's running through it is a coax line. So there's plenty of space if there's enough tolerance for the bend, because the bend goes down, has a 90-degree bend in, and then it's a straight shot into my house. But I don't know if that, like that cable you're describing, that's a 1-inch diameter, has a tolerance for a 90-degree bend.
No, that's understandable. I'm looking up the tolerances right now, so I'm looking at this. It looks like it actually can bend up to a 90-degree angle, so it has a very, very robust tolerance for bending.
Up to or more than? Because
Oh,
I have.
it has to run along a diameter style. A diameter style 90 degree bend. So while it's not a direct 90 degree curve, it does go around standard 90 degree like rotational bends around circular objects.
Okay. So what would be like one, I'd probably want someone to come take a look at my setup
Okay.
to see if it's even viable. I'd love to make the switch. I hate Spectrum. Love to get away from it whatsoever. And like I moved here from Phoenix, Arizona, so I've been wanting fiber since we got here. I'm happy to hear that you guys are here. But when I did this house, like I just built this house last year.
Okay.
And to get my main goal was I did not want any lines or anything like that like coming into my house. That's why I did everything burial. My only concern that might be a limitation would just be if it can utilize that piping, because honestly, I'm on a rock shale deposit.
Oh,
but
okay.
camera
I understand
into the
what you're talking about. Yeah, I
top.
understand. We
Yeah,
have we've had a couple customers like that, so we definitely could have someone from our field technician team come out and assess the property to see what's going on prior to installation, just so they get a feel of about what's going on, what's going to be required, and everything for that installation. So that's not a worry you need to worry about. We can have someone come out and essentially assess the property, find out what they need to do, get your comments about how you have your cabling ran, and go from there.
yeah, I mean, if that's possible, I'd love to set something like that up because if so, as long as it's green and it's like, yeah, cool, we can do this. Because like I said, I don't want to, I'm not going to rent a hammer to come back out to run new line or anything. But if we can use the existing pole lines that I have and that's sufficient and the tech's like, yeah, we could do this, I'm ready to go whenever you're here.
Fantastic. Yeah, so we definitely can have a technician come out and assess the property. Can always put that a request in with our field tech department, just so that they understand what's going on. This, of course, would more than likely not be until probably about mid-October before installation would
Doesn't matter.
happen. That way we're not bogging them down because they are a little bit busy with some of the other installations that they have to do. We do want to make sure it's on the books. But that shouldn't be an issue with them coming out and making sure that, we're able to work with what you have available and what you have already put in place and the requests of the customer.
Cool. Awesome. That sounds great. What do I need you to set that up?
For that up, well, first you'd actually have to ha you have to be signed up for service. You can at this time pre-order, which means we can get you set up for service today. If you're not required to make a minimum deposit, you literally have no cost today and you don't pay anything until your service starts.
I'm ready to go.
All right.
Can you help me with that, or do I need to do it online?
Oh, I can help you with that right now. So is this for home?
Yeah, my house.
Fantastic. And you said you wanted the 2 gig network?
Yeah, I have the 1 gig stuff right now. And honestly, your guys' pricing is great. Like the 2 gig is right around what I pay for
For
the
your
1 gig.
Yep, I understand that. And you don't need any extenders because you have, it sounds like you have a whole home, network set up already. So that's good to go. Are you in need of any kind of home phone services?
No, we all have cell phones. We don't really use the home phone
Yeah,
thing or anything like
most people these days do. And you said you just built your home, so I'd assume that's you own it. You did. We did just discuss that you do get most of your utilities underground. Even though they come in through a pole, they go underground afterwards. Is your billing address different than your service address?
No, it's all the same.
All right, fantastic. Can you spell real quick for me? Can you spell your first and last name for me? Just want to make sure I'm getting it correctly into our system.
Absolutely. It's Matthew, so MATTHEW. Last name Frary, F as in Frank, R as in Robert, A as in Adam, R as in Robert, Y as in yellow.
All right, and what's a good email address for you, Matt?
So it's going to be my first initial, then my last name. So MFRARY, the number 816 at gmail.com.
Fantastic. And the phone number you're calling me on today, the 480-440-3022, is that a good contact number for you?
Yeah, it's my cell phone.
Fantastic. Let me just get that information in real quick. And how would you like to be contacted? Do we have phone, email, or text?
Whichever's convenient, doesn't matter. All the above.
So we'll go with text. So here at our Shop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like installation appointments, updates about their order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointments via text. And let me assure you, we'll only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements to your cell phone unless you authorize us to do so. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Doesn't usually because most people have unlimited everything. But is that okay with you?
Yep, absolutely.
All right. So we're looking at a 2 gig home fiber internet service. You don't need any Wi-Fi extenders. Don't need home phone services. Address is 160 Rockwell Lane and here in Kingston, New York, 12401. You own your home. Your utilities come underground and your billing address is not different from your service address. As
Correct.
part of the process, we do need to run a small credit check to see if that minimum deposit's required. Would you like to run that check now? All right. All righty. So let's get this underway. Let me grab a couple bits of information from your application, and I will make sure, and I'll be asking you here in just a moment
Yeah,
for
take your time.
your, sorry, I'm just getting, make sure all my spacing is good to go, but I'm just going to be asking you for your social security number here in just a few moments. So just give me a sec. Fray, and phone number should be, nope, wrong phone number. It's like, hey, we're going to put this phone number in. Nope.
Gotta love autofill.
All right. So, and okay, Matt, whenever you're ready, go ahead with your social.
All right. 623-1477-65.
I'm just going to re-input this number. There we go. Submitting right now. Just let me give it a second to run through.
Cool.
And you are a great match for us here at Arch Fiber, so you don't have to worry about making any kind of deposits or making any kind of, you know, cost to you today.
Sounds great. I was going to say, I hope so. I mean, my credit works pretty well.
That's good. It's always good. Would you like to enroll in our AutoPay and paperless billing to get that $10 discount on your service?
Yeah, of course.
All right, fantastic. And do you want to do the ACH to get that maximum discount?
Yeah, fine.
All right, fantastic. Whenever you're ready, go ahead with your banking routing number.
Okay, let me grab it on the app real quick.
Take your time.
Oh, no. All right, that's going to be routing number 12-105-278.
That should be with a Wells Fargo?
Yep.
Technically Wells Fargo or Northern Arizona?
Yeah.
Wait, Northern Arizona, I know that area.
Yeah, I used to live in Phoenix. When we set the account up, we have the account there. We just moved here, though.
Fantastic. Yeah, I grew up a little bit in Arizona. I was like halfway between Flagstaff and Phoenix. So
Flagstaff and Phoenix, what's out that way?
I don't remember. I was like 2 or 3 when I was actually, my mom moved us, me and my sister, out there when I was 6 months old, and I lived there till I was about 3. So
when
I don't remember.
Like Dona, maybe? I think that's out there.
Maybe, I don't know. My mom was in the newspaper all the time. She was back in the 90s, she was known as the rattlesnake lady of Arizona.
That's awesome. I spent a lot of time. I grew up in northern Arizona. I've lived all over the state, but yeah.
All right. What's that account number real quick?
Account number 930-565-9303.
All righty. And the name should be Matthew Ferry?
Yep.
And this is a checking account?
Yep.
Are you authorized Arch Fiber to make direct debit payments?
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Fantastic. Would you like to add a nickname to this e-check just as, in case we need to have a little extra security?
A nickname? I would just do WF checking. That's what I nickname most of those things like that.
That's fine by me. And would you like to make this your primary payment method?
Yeah, I mean.
You kind of need it if you wanted the discount, right?
Yeah.
we have to ask those questions. It's part of our checklist.
Oh, not a problem.
All right, I'm just waiting for that token to generate while that's working on. We do have a couple of the legalese we have to go over. So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation. You don't have to worry because you don't have to be home for that part of the installation. If required, they may my brain does not want to function. I've been up since early. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that drop to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. I will also make sure that there's a note on the account that you would like to request to have someone come out to survey the property so they have a better idea of what's going on prior. So don't worry about that. We'll make sure that gets in there.
Cool.
If you do have a current provider, which sounds like you have Spectrum, we do ask that you maintain consistent connection until your fiber service has been installed before you cancel with them. The ONT gateway.
I work from home, so I have to.
Same here. I work from home. So the ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to us here at Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements or pay your bill online. You won't have to worry about that since we set up automatic payments. By setting up your online account, you're automatically enrolled in this Archtop Fiber online account by using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of services? They do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration.
Yep.
Fantastic. And you say, it's very straightforward. And you said you got an email?
I got an email. Let's see what time. 1 p.m. today. It says, zoom in to fall with fiber fast internet. 2-year prices, guarantee, no contracts, 2 gigs. Oh, no, it says 1 gig for $69.99. Hurry offer ends 9/15/2024.
That's just marketing saying, oh, it's going to end soon. It doesn't end soon. That's right. I can tell you, I've been with this company since we started doing services here in the Kingston area. So I can assure you that price has not changed in the last 6 months. So I don't know why they're saying, oh, it's going to end soon. It hasn't end soon. They've literally just re-upped the date on it every 3 weeks.
It's okay. I'm all for it, man. I think like the 2 gig, it said it was like $89 or something like that. The killer price for double the speed that I currently have. So
yeah, and most of the time what you're going to see is like on some of your devices, you'll see that it's only showing, you know, like usually it'll say, oh, yeah, you only have like 1 gig of speed directly at that device. That's a limitation of the actual ports, not the actual fiber internet itself. You do have a 2 gigabit bandwidth from our service to your home. It's just the limitations on the RJ45 ports that most devices have.
Oh yeah, no, I'm Cisco certified in computer networking. I'm picking up what you say.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I get that completely. All right. So anything aside from the buried cable from the pole to your home that our installer should be aware of on your property? Other things might be septic tanks, wells, anything of that sort.
I got all the above, but that's why when they come out, I'll be able to help them with it. We have a well. Like I said, septic, the pole that we use, like it's probably a solid, I want to say at least a 200-foot span from the road that it cuts across. Like it's a T50 telephone pole that it goes to, so it's a really long span. One of the other reasons why I like fiber, I mean, they have to put repeater boxes on the road just to get the signal up to my house.
So for ours, so what ours does is we do have main runs all the way down the road. Our fiber lines are good for 10, they're 10K fiber lines, so they're good for 10 kilometers. I had one person say, well, we make fiber optic cablings and they don't run that far. I'm like, yeah, you make fiber optic cablings probably for like toys that don't really give off a signal. These are dedicated fiber lines that are like the smaller versions of the stuff that runs along the bottom of the ocean. So they're good. Our wires are in the local area. We use 10K wires. We actually, I think we have a 500K wire that runs up to our data center that processes all of our internet speeds up in Albany. So we're good. We're good there. We have the big chunky ones.
How's the lines hold up? With Spectrum right now with the high speed internet, it's really susceptible to weather. How's fiber hold up to weather?
So our fiber actually holds up a lot better to the weather constraints than most coaxial cables do, because with the coaxials, you get a shock of electricity and the copper might explode because copper has a fairly low melting point, whereas our fiber optic cablings, it's glass. Glass is you when lightning strikes sand, it creates glass. It takes a vast high temperature for lightning strikes, which most atmospheric conditions in the Kingston area don't really have direct lightning strikes on the ground. We get lightning up in the sky, but not direct on the ground. As far as wind and other weather conditions, you typically won't see an issue with that because most of our wires are buried via micro trenching.
Cool. Awesome. Good to hear.
All right. So for comments, questions, or and everything, I am putting in that you are requesting a consult before installation to determine the best route.
Yeah.
So that way,
I mean, I could think of like worst case scenario. Like I could think of maybe one other auxiliary way of getting it in the house from the port that they could avoid, like the big shale deposit, but. If the tolerance is there, it makes it a much cleaner approach for it just to come in the way that the current coax cable comes in.
That is understandable. And as I was stating about, you know, what we do when we're on the roads, because we do that micro trenching, about every 200 to 300 feet or so, we do what's we have a junction box that our techs have colloquially named the flower pot, that then goes out to all the surrounding houses. So you get that little junction box. It's not a repeater box. It's literally just a box that sits on the main line that allows it to redirect the fiber signal.
Well, no real neighbors. Like we're on 35 acres. I think there's only like 3 houses on our street.
Oh, okay. You don't have to worry about anything then.
That's why I was like, for this stuff, it'll probably be just like we're still considered Kingston, but we're like on the outskirts of Kingston. We're like right on the border of the town of Ulster. So that's why it's like I said, we have my house, my barn, and then my in-laws' property.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're 2 of the 3 houses on Rockwell Lane on one side of the street. The other side of the street, I think there might be 2 or 3 houses on the other side of the street, but there's not a lot of homes on this road.
Completely understandable. Any other comments, questions, or concerns you have with today's conversation?
No, I appreciate the help. And I'm assuming I'll just get a text message when it gets closer to service date and for the text come out.
Yeah. So what will happen is so right now you're going to be getting 2 emails. One email is going to be the confirmation of the order. Essentially, it's going to be like it's your receipt for saying, hey, you signed up for service with Archtop Fiber. Going to give you a small little order number and everything. And then the second email you're going to receive is going to be an invitation to join the Archtop Fiber online services. Pretty much it's your account portal with archtopfiber.com.
Cool. Awesome. I appreciate all your help today.
As far as the getting your installation set up here in about 2 months or so, closer, like probably on the 24th of October, we're going to be making a lot of calls out to people to get them set up for service. So expect to be on, a call list here in about 2 months or so that will give you a call to schedule out that appointment for installation. And before then, you can always just give us a call in and actually make that request. I do recommend probably towards the beginning of October, just give us a call so we have that heads up so we can schedule out that walkthrough with the techs to survey the property.
Cool. Sounds great. I appreciate you.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Matt?
No, you've been great.
All right. Thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber and welcome to the family.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.